You know what time it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's another edition of Big Talk Radio. Your hosts, Maria and Jim Wells. Brought to you by Valdosta Health and Wellness, Wintersville Fitness Valdosta, Destiny Fitness, Vitafuse, and Southern Bodies Family Fitness Tipton. Now, here's Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello, and I'm Maria Wells, and welcome to Fit Talk Radio 105.9.
And I'm Jim.
And we've got a great show tonight, a lot going on. It's Transformation Thursday.
Right, and we're going to have some transformation stories, have some people talk about their fitness journey.
Absolutely, and I've been posting a lot on Instagram and Facebook. If you haven't gone and looked at my page, my personal page, or Fit Talk with Maria page, or Fit Talk with Maria IG, it's amazing what some of these people have accomplished. It's just amazing because I posted some before and after pictures.
Right, and obviously these people got their different ways of different activities as far as their physical activities. Now, you know, I'm sure that diet played a part of it or some kind of healthy eating. But, you know, this month we've been looking at a couple of different types of exercise, and we're going to continue to try to do different exercises, activities, sports, whatever it might be, on the shows. Now, you know, if you listen regularly, you know, we're both bodybuilding enthusiasts and judges, and we're in that world. We've also had a guest on last week talked about running.
Tonight
we're going to cover bicycling.
That's right.
And we're going to have a bike enthusiast call in. And, you know, this is one of the ways, one option for people who are looking to make their own body transformation. One option for you to get fit is to bike.
And with the weather as beautiful as it's been, man, they should get on their bike.
It is beautiful today, and we've had some good weather this week.
I know you said don't talk about the weather
today. But you brought it up anyway. Old habits die hard.
Well, no, it was because, you know, I love sunshine, I love warmth, and I've been so proud of the sunshine and the warmth this week.
Right. And, you know, one of the good things about bicycling is, you know, no impact, low impact.
Right.
It's not so bad on the knees.
Unless you fall, like I did.
Well, don't do that anymore.
Over at St. Thomas.
It's very hard on your knee.
If you fall off your bike and hit your knee on the concrete, that's really bad.
Yeah, if you do find yourself falling, you know, just a bit of advice, put your foot down. Don't wait for your knee to hit. Use your foot instead of your knee to catch yourself.
After, just so y'all get a good laugh out of this, that was the first weekend we had gone off on our bicycles, and we just got them.
Right. And I suspect that was probably one of the first times you'd been on a bicycle in a long time.
It was. And then you told me, we're never doing this again. We had to come home a day early.
We went to, was it Jekyll Island or St. Simon's?
Jekyll or St. Simon's.
But, you know, we had stayed the night before. And
I'm
gonna go ahead and tell on you.
Tell on me. Go ahead.
You know, eventually we did. We covered pretty much the island on those bicycles that day.
Right, we did.
But she crashed twice before we got out of the parking lot of the hotel. Between the hotel and the sidewalk, she crashed twice, fell twice. Didn't hurt herself. You know, just popped right back up. But, you know, just when she started laying, she didn't put her foot down. So anyway, but once we got started, you know, we rode for hours and hours, and then, you know, sure enough, we were literally within sight of the hotel. Came back, about to end the ride, and she crashed again. This time, unfortunately, did get hurt her knee pretty good.
Yeah, it was swollen and sore and for quite a while. So so I think that was the last long bike ride we took.
Well, you needed to heal.
I needed to heal. That was, what, 3 years ago?
Yeah, healed up yet?
I'm healed up now, so let's ride some bikes.
I'm ready.
But I know you have, David Dark is going to call in and talk to us about the biking community and what's coming up and what they can do over in the Tipton area. And so we're going to be grateful for that. But it's just a great show tonight. A lot of guests, a lot of call-in guests. A little disappointed, if you saw my Facebook page, Blake Gaither. was from Canada. He's got a wonderful transformation story. You can look at his picture before and after. That is amazing. And he's, I believe, in his late 40s, and but he is not able to call in today. He is sick. So I hate we're going to have that transformation story tonight. But
we will have others.
We've got others, a lot of good others.
I hope he gets doing better.
All right, we have a caller on the line.
Hello, caller.
Hey, this is David Dark.
Hey, David, thank you for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm thankful and grateful for the opportunity and excited. I'm excited anytime I talk about bicycles and bicycling, so I'm excited.
All right. Well, David, tell us where you're from.
I live in Fitzgerald, Georgia, is where I'm from, Central Florida, but I live in Fitzgerald, Georgia with my wife and my two sons.
Right. And you are a bicycle enthusiast.
I am. I enjoy bicycling. There's a lot of different types of bicyclists, and I'm just a person who likes riding bicycles. So you can say I'm an unracer or a tourist or something, or one of those terms, but I'm not a racer or anything like that. But I just enjoy being outside and enjoy being on my bicycle and sharing it with friends.
And how long have you been riding?
Well, I've been riding since I was a little kid, but I'll say that after I hit about 16, I turned to cars and stuff like that, like most folks do.
Right, right.
And then I'll say after college, I played sports in high school, and I ran cross country in college. And then after I finished college, I kind of was tired of running a little bit and kind of discovered the bicycle again and attempted to be really, really serious about cycling on road biking. And then I did that for several years and just kind of got a little bit discouraged with my progress, and then not gave it up, but just kind of put it down for a little while and got back into running really strong. And then several years ago, probably about 8 or 9 years ago, I picked up a book in the library just talking about trying to rediscover the bike as a kid again. And I read it, and ever since then, I've been neck deep in bicycling. My wife may say underwater with bicycling, but I'll say neck deep.
Well, now, is your wife also a rider?
My wife does not ride as much as she used to, but that's something like when we were first married and something that we still enjoy doing. I like riding a bunch of different places. My wife loves riding on like paved bicycle trails. That's kind of her favorite type of ride.
Yes, yes. And you have a son who rides with you now.
Right, right. I got my son tricked into riding with me. We started with the balance bike, which I read a lot of things about the balance bike being the easiest way to teach kids how to ride bicycles, because that's something that every kid has a hard time learning. I know I crashed into a lot of mailboxes in the neighborhood I grew up in, learning how to do it in a lot of scrapes and a lot of trepidation. But I know with him, we did the balance bike, and that led easily to the regular bicycle, and we ride a lot. We ride several times a week, and he's built up a little endurance. But in January, he rode a 20 mile ride, and he's an 8 year old. So
8 years old.
So I'm really proud of him, and it's a good way to have conversation and to just enjoy being outdoors together. Just free conversation and just moving, and we like to ride our bikes out some places and camp and come back the next day and that kind of stuff. So
I have seen some of your pictures of your rides, the two of you on Facebook, and it looks like y'all are having a big time.
We're having a blast, and we're not in a hurry, and we bring some snacks with us, and if we see an old house, we'll ramble into it, or something to climb on, or a neat tree to climb on, or, you know, an old cemetery, and we'll go read the gravestones. You can see a lot of things from a bicycle that you'd never be able to see from a car, or on like a serious like training run or something like that. You're on a clock, you're on a schedule, you're looking down at your watch, checking your pace, but the way I ride bicycles, you're out there getting some fresh air, and if you're with somebody, you know, just exploring and getting to see the pretty places that, I mean, we live in a pretty place. It's remarkably pretty for what a lot of people think it is. And then, I mean, everywhere, it's got some history to it and all that stuff. So it's fun.
Well, David, it sounds like y'all are just having a grand time riding bikes. And part of our Fit Talk family is the Valdosta Bike Store down here in Valdosta.
Right.
Are you familiar with them?
Yes. there, South Georgia is a desert for bicycle stores, and they're one of the few oases. I know there's the Valdosta store, and there's always, whenever I'm in Valdosta, I'll pop in and pick something up, and people have to support as on the internet, I think it's called the LBS, but the local bike store. I mean, Jeff Bezos doesn't need any more money. A lot of times on Amazon, it is cheaper to buy components on there, but you just don't get the service that you get through at places like Valdosta Bike Store, and you just don't get the knowledge and the friendliness that you get at places like Hubs and Hops in Thomasville, or the Breakaway Cycles in Albany, or Bike Tech in Macon. Just those places are just so friendly and open, and Valdosta's always, I mean, the door's always open, and they have a neat little ramp to get your bike up and down because it has a little stairs there, and there's some nice folks there.
Well, we love Sean and Melissa Eikenberry for sure. Well, tell us about a couple of events coming up and how somebody can get involved if they want to get involved in biking.
Right. Well, that's kind of the fun thing about bicycling is there's so many different types of bicycle riding. And Georgia is a great place to find a place to just get plugged in with bicycling. If you wanted to be a really serious road cyclist, there's a lot of, you know, little clubs here and there, and Facebook is a great place. And it may not be a great place for some things, but it's a great place to connect with people who do like-minded activities. And there's a lot of really serious bicycle clubs where you can, you know, get all kitted up in spandex and all that stuff and go out for really long and hard rides. And then there's some mountain biking clubs, and Valdosta has a mountain biking spot, and there's several little mountain biking trails kind of scattered throughout South Georgia, and then Middle Georgia is a great spot, and then North Georgia's chock full of mountain biking, and that's for those folks who like want a, you know, a real big challenge, and they're not too afraid. I heard your story about crashing. And I'm not a big, I don't like crashing.
I don't like it either, David.
It's not one of my things. And I'm only 41, but, you know, when you crash as a kid, you can kind of pop up and wipe the tears off and, you know, the scratches. But I'm 41, and I know I crashed pretty hard a couple months ago, and I know I felt it for a few days afterwards. But, and then there's just kind of like the kind of riding around. You know, there's a big movement of South Georgia is full of those red clay roads, and there's a big movement off of the pavements just because there's so many distracted drivers and so many people are getting hit on bicycles that a lot of cyclists are getting off the busy highways and they're choosing to ride on all these dirt roads like I know in Fitzgerald. I'm pretty sure in South Georgia you could make a route if you wanted to of just dirt roads from, you know, from one coast to the other border in Alabama. And so there's a lot of activities and events out there. And then a lot of people, there's a new kind of movement in bicycling about camping and bicycling, kind of like hiking plus you're on a bicycle, called bikepacking. And so that's kind of fun. You throw all of your gear on there and go off for a couple of days and do that. That's fun. So you asked for some events, and I know that in Tiffin, they're having the Tour de Tiffin, which is a very popular ride, and it's March. Jim, I've been
March 28th.
There.
Yes, you have shared March that information. 28th. March 28th.
Yes, sir. And March 28th, I know it's a very popular ride, and they have they have beginner routes that for those folks who are just getting their feet wet, about 11 and 20-something miles, and then they have the big, big mileage rides of the metric century, which is 62 miles, and the 100-mile ride for those folks who are, you know, they've been in the sport just a little while. But that's a great ride for just camaraderie, and, you know, there's every type of, you know, there's the weekend warrior, and there's the person who rides every day, and there's the person who has risen in months, and that's a good event.
Okay, so that's March 28th, Tour de Tiffin,
March 28th,
7 a.m., sponsored by Y.
Sponsored by the Y in Tiffin. Mm-hmm. In Americus, in May, there's the Prison to Peanuts ride, which is a very popular ride. You get to ride through Americus, and that has a lot of history, and Andersonville, and Plains, Georgia, with Jimmy Carter, and that's a fun ride. There's a ride kind of in Edenton, Georgia, called the Fried Clay 200, and that's an adventure ride where there's all kinds of terrain. And that is all of March. It's on your, with COVID and everything, there's a lot of these events that you can do the event, you pay to do the event, and then you kind of have some, you send in some pictures to the race organizers, and it's on your own ride, and they mail you the swag that you would usually get at the ride.
Okay. All right.
I'm gonna be a little selfish with the last event, though. I host a ride every spring called the Wild Chicken 100 in Fitzgerald. Because Fitzgerald's known for a lot of things, but I think the biggest thing or the most notorious thing maybe is the wild chickens that run around. So, April 17th, I host a bicycle ride for everybody. And that's April 17th, and I have distances on paved road, from 15 miles and then to 62 miles. And then I have folks who are interested in getting off the road on the dirt road, distances from 15 miles to 100 miles.
That's April 17th.
That's for everybody.
April 17th kind of in Fitzgerald.
It's, right, and there's a fun term in bicycling that maybe not everyone's attached to, but it's called party face. That's what a lot of folks that have been coming, this will be my fourth year hosting, that's what a lot of people, they're there for the camaraderie, and a day on the bicycle, and a day to, you know, move around and be outside and share some food with each other and just enjoy camaraderie. I think that's the biggest thing. In a lot of circles, it's just a community, and I know there's a huge running community, and bicycling is the same, and that's fun.
Now, the Wild Chicken event, April 17th in Fitzgerald, is that something that they just show up, or should they pre-register, or?
You can pre-register. We have a Facebook page, and then you can buy tickets, on the Eventbrite platform. You can just search the Wild Chicken 100. And the same with Pride Clay, that event is on Eventbrite, and the Y is also a pre-register, the Stuart A. Tipton one, and the Prison to Peanuts is also pre-register, but I don't know about the platforms for those, but those are also pre-register, because you have to, you get a t-shirt, and some of them you get a medal, for my ride and race, you get a t-shirt, and some other gear, so.
Well, David, I might be interested in the April 17th, but now I need one like for 1 or 2 or 3 mile ride.
Yeah,
that 15 is a little much for me.
As soon as you said party pay, she perked up. She heard the word party
pay.
Yeah.
The party pay. Well, you could easily ride with my son Ford. He rides for the Ruffles. So.
Okay. Well, I don't know. He rode 20 miles of it. I don't think I'm going to ride with him.
But trust me, he's not in a hurry. He's cruising.
Well, Grandma would not be in a hurry. Excuse me, my name is Grandma now, not Grandma. Would not be in a hurry either. Okay, I would be going at my own pace. Ask him.
Well, I think that's the best part about bicycling. I mean, there are definitely a whole crew of folks who are just real serious and gung ho, but there's just been a real turn of attitude in the past probably 10 years in bicycling. People are just happy people are on bicycles and moving. And I'm super proud of that turn of just, you know, and it doesn't matter, like, there's a whole, ride the bike you brought and you're not spending a bunch of money. I mean, if you're riding a Walmart bike, we're happy, you know, and if you're riding the bike that you know, it's more expensive than the car I drive, you know, we're happy for you too, you know, and so, it's just a great way. And I heard you guys say earlier about bicycling is just a really low impact, and so especially if you have a well-fitting bicycle, like I'm sure the folks at Valdosta Bike Center, you walk in and they'll measure how tall you are and the kind of bike you need and tell you, you know, they'll be able to tell you, and that's what local bike stores are really great for. They'll help you so much with picking out the right bike and shopping around and even looking for it out for you and building it for you and then maintaining it, and that's a gift.
Well, Melissa Eikenberry has just walked in the house here, and she is one of the owners of the Valdosta Bike Store.
Oh, awesome.
Melissa, meet David Dark from Fitzgerald.
Hi, David. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, Melissa?
I'm good.
Good. That's my wife's name. That's an easy name to remember.
Well, David has been talking to us about the bike community and what all's been going on, and he was bragging on your store, Melissa.
Oh, well, great. Thank you very much.
Well,
yeah, and I got to meet your husband and another fellow I've forgotten the name. Two weekends ago, I did an event in Hayhira called the Honey Bee Stinger. Mm-hmm. Right. And it was a really fun, local, small, low-key event. And it was really fun. And they graciously provided some giveaways.
Yeah, they really enjoyed it.
That was neat. And your husband drives a really cool Charger.
Yes, he does.
And showed my son, and he really liked it. So I got the thumbs up and the heart on the iPhone. He was really liking it. So
yeah, it's my car. I let him drive it.
Okay, I get that.
He didn't tell you that though, did he? When you saw him that day.
No. I didn't ask him about it.
He called it his all the time.
Yeah. That's what I say about my wife's minivan.
Well, David, if you would see my bike and my wife's bike, you would know what kind of bikers we are. We don't have mountain bikes. We don't have race bikes. We have what I call beach cruisers. Hers has a basket. Mine has a drink holder. So that tells you all you need to know.
That sounds perfect. I several years ago, I would have, shook my head at that. But in the past decade, I mean, the last several bikes I've had, they didn't come with a basket, but I put a basket on it. When I first started riding with my son, he was 1 year old, and so he was in the little kid carrier, and you can't go anywhere with a 1-year-old with nothing. And so I would, put his diaper bag in the basket, and we'd ride for hours and everything. And so, I'm a huge fan of the basket. The more stuff you can put on there, so it enjoy a longer ride. That sounds good to me. Some lunch and snacks and several different types of beverages. That sounds like a good ride. A cruise is the best ride.
Well, I made a spot for my hairbrush and my lipstick. Of course you do.
Well, I think you may need a small bag and a basket.
Yeah.
It needs a bell so we can warn people to get out of the way.
We have a lot of bells at the bike shop now.
Yeah,
I'll give you a bell, Maria.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that, Maria.
Bells are great. The louder, the better.
Yeah. Well, Jim was in my way. That's how come I failed.
I knew it was going to be my fault.
Of course it was your fault. It
always
mine.
Is.
It wasn't my fault. So.
I'm so sorry. It was my fault.
That's so sorry.
Well, David, thank you for calling in tonight. We hope that you'll
be able to I appreciate the opportunity, and thank you so much for letting me have a few minutes. I've enjoyed it immensely.
Well, thank you, David, and good luck with your event that's coming up in Fitzgerald, the Wild Chicken Ride. Good luck with that.
Okay, well, thank you so much, and you'll have a great night, and thank you for all y'all do. It's a fun program.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
All right, we're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll be right back with all these transformation stories. We've got Sharitha Adams in the house. We've got Melissa Eikenberry in the house, and she has two guests, Mary and Susan. We'll be back to talk about that right after this. This is 105.9 WVGA, Fit Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Brad here with Destiny Fitness. Did you know that your health is your most valuable possession you own? At Destiny Fitness, we prioritize your needs and goals by offering you 24-hour, 7-day-a-week access to all of our clubs, along with 12 convenient locations throughout Middle and South Georgia for only $19.95 a month with no extended contracts. We also have a completely separate ladies-only area for women who prefer a private workout setting. So stop by Destiny Fitness today, or visit us online at destinyfitness.com. You can also like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. Destiny Fitness, your destination for a happier new you.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Southern Bodies is the largest family-owned and operated fitness center in the area with a 14,000-square-foot main gym and a 3,600-square-foot connected CrossFit gym. Their gym is fully stocked with cardio equipment and a large free weight area with all the weights you can need. Southern Bodies has one of the very few area yoga classes in the area, as well as HIIT, bar, step, dance, boot camps, butts and guts, and more, all taught by top-notch certified instructors. Southern Bodies is only days away from opening their kitchen, which will deliver the tastiest, healthiest, customized meal prep services around. Their meals will not only fit your healthy lifestyle, but will be meals you will truly want to eat and enjoy day after day while not breaking the bank. One of the moves they've made that they are most proud of is teaming up with 10 Roof CrossFit, who shares the property with them. And as a member of 10 Roof CrossFit, you are also awarded a full membership to Southern Bodies Gym. Southern Bodies is committed to not just being a gym in the community, but a gym that is part of the community. And they have enjoyed working with groups such as Call to Care, Waiting for Lungs, and their most proud partnership, Life Unlimited. Southern Bodies Family Fitness at 604 West 2nd Street in Tipton. Call 229-386-1202.
This is Sean Eichenberg, and my wife, Melissa, and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. It's 2021, and it's time to get in shape. We offer boot camps, Pilates, yoga, cardio boxing, strength training, Spartan training, and more. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Demas Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife, Melissa, for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Venus Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, there for you.
This is Sean Ashbury, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerson. We're an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello, and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria Wells, your host.
And I'm Jim Wells, co-host.
And we are here tonight, and it's Transformation Thursday. And welcome, Melissa Eichenberry from Wintersville Fitness. And with you, you have two guests.
I have two very close friends of mine. You know how it is in the gym environment, especially. I love to get to know everybody, but these are two of my favorites. Susan Bradley and Mary Snipes, and I've just seen them grow so much in such a short period of time. And I know you got to see Susan before I did, but, yeah. Her transformation story is amazing and what she's doing now and how far she's come. And then,
well, I posted Susan's picture on Facebook and Instagram, and that is, it is amazing. I had a lot of comments on that. And Susan, what you have done has been nothing. And I saw you. I'm seeing you today in person. You even look better in person than your picture. You just look great.
It's true.
You just look great, Susan. Just tell us what started this transformation, Susan, and what made you decide, and what happened that started you on this journey.
Well, several things happened almost simultaneously. One was I was bigger than I ever had ever been in my life. I mean, it was getting difficult to even move. My lab work showed that I was pre-diabetic. I decided I needed to lose weight. You know, I didn't want to experience serious health consequences as a result of my weight. I went to my doctor. I started a weight loss program under medical supervision, but it involved taking medication that made me feel horrible. I mean, I couldn't deal with the side effects. I never even got close to the dosage you're supposed to take. I joined the gym around that time, realized, you know, for the money I'm spending at the doctor, I could just pay a trainer. And so that's what I did. I signed up for personal training. And started doing some fitness classes. And right after that, it was in January, our pastor felt that our church was supposed to do a start the year off right thing with 21 days of prayer and fasting. And it was very open, just, you know, you pray about it, whatever you feel like you're supposed to do, that's your fast. And I felt like I got extremely clear direction from the Lord that my fast was to take up a healthy lifestyle and get myself in shape, you know, take care of myself. And though it was a difficult journey, you know, it took a while. It truly is a marathon, not a sprint. When you know that the Lord is calling me to do something, there is the grace there to walk it out. You know, so I started going to more fitness classes, started training, slowly started to change how I was eating. It was something just as simple as, okay, can I just eat the right amount of fruits and vegetables today to start with? You know, I wasn't counting calories. I was still eating a lot of junk, basically. But it was just, can I increase fruits and vegetables? Let's just start there. It was baby steps all the way. If you had told me in the beginning that I needed to lose or I could lose 100 pounds, I would have laughed at you.
Right. And that seemed so great at the time, that a goal that was not achievable. What was the hardest part for you?
The hardest part really has been the diet, you know, changing what I eat, learning proper portions and just making, even to this day, constant adjustments. You know, the decisions are truly made at the grocery store. If I don't buy it, it can't come, you know, it's not in the house, I can't eat it. Planning, being prepared, because I'm very busy, you know. I work, I've got my mother with me right now. I've just got a lot of things on my plate, and so it's important that I plan what I'm going to eat generally ahead of time.
And how long has it been since you've been on this journey, Susan?
I want to say I probably joined the gym at the end of 2014, and I think it was the beginning of 2015 when I really started the fast of the healthy lifestyle. And it's been a bit of a yo-yo. I mean, at first I would lose 10 pounds, I'd gain them back, you know. I'd lose them, gain them, because I was really trying to learn to do it consistently.
And that is the key, isn't it, being consistent?
It is. It is.
Be consistent with your food and your exercise program.
Yes, and you know, that's one thing I emphasize when people ask me how I did it. It's like, I think you mistakenly go into it thinking, well, I just need to exercise until I drop and starve myself and lose the weight, and then I'm good. No, well, first of all, that's not a healthy way to do it. But second of all, losing it is phase one. Keeping it off is phase two.
Right.
You know, I give a presentation to parents, and then at the end of it, it's about co-parenting, but at the end of it, I say something like, you know, co-parenting, it's a choice of a lifestyle for a lifetime. But I say the same thing here. You know, the eating plan, it's not a diet, this is just how I eat. The eating plan, the exercise, it's a lifestyle for a lifetime.
A lot of us start off with a diet, but you don't diet forever. You know, you go from diet to healthy eating, and healthy eating becomes, like you said, a lifestyle.
Yes.
One person once told me, who was in the process of losing a lot of weight, it was a chore first, then it was a habit, and then it became a lifestyle. And she used those three words, and I've never forgotten them in that way. So, you know, first it's a chore, you know, and then you make it a habit, and then it just becomes part of your lifestyle. And that's the way exercise has been for us. Now, you know, this transformation story, everybody's got one. And everybody starts at a certain point and ends at a certain point. And they're all great and inspirational. So, Susan, what would you tell someone if they were starting where you started? What could you say to them tonight, to the listeners out there? What last few encouraging words could you give them?
Just start. You know, I would, a minute at the gym, a minute outside walking, a minute moving is better than that minute being spent on the couch. You know, anything you do in that direction is going to be helpful. And just get over the fact of, you know, you're going to look like a hot mess maybe at times after an intense workout. You know what? Other people at the gym are not looking at you. They're off doing their own thing.
I'm so glad you said that. So many times people say that to me. Oh, I don't want anybody to look at me at the gym. You know, and they stay away from the gym because of that.
I had a dear friend of mine basically say that. You know, she didn't have weight to lose. She just needed to get in shape. But she felt like, I have to get in shape before I could go to the gym.
Right.
No.
We've heard that before, Melissa, haven't we?
Yeah, many times.
Many times. Well, Susan, thank you so much, and your pictures and your story have certainly been inspirational. We'll move over to Mary Snipes. Mary, I don't know. I know Melissa has worked with you, and Melissa, tell us a little bit about Mary.
Well, Mary came to me the first time I met her. She was with a cane, and she had been through some things that she knows the name of, and I can't pronounce them. But I do know that it was some health issues that she didn't expect, and she was very active prior to it, which to me has helped tremendously with her being able to recover after it. But we've cried together and laughed together a lot, but she just seeing what she can do now just amazes me every day.
Well, Mary, tell us your story, how you got started and what happened to you.
Well, in June of 2014, I was about 20 pounds overweight, or probably a little bit more than that, and I was trying to drop weight, and I traveled for work, so my client was in Myrtle Beach, or close. I was staying in Myrtle Beach, and a coworker and I, we would run/walk 4 miles a day. Well, I had gotten a stomach virus Memorial Day weekend when I was on a trip with my family. You know, you get over it. Got on the plane, you know, a couple of days later, went to my client. And by the end of June, I was getting to where I couldn't keep up with my coworker. And it got slower, and then I would be walking down the hall, and I would just fall suddenly. My knee would give out. And I was having tremendous back pain down, shooting down my legs. I went to one doctor and went to an orthopedist, and he was wonderful, did what he could. Sent me to a neurodiagnostics doctor. He said I had no nerve issues, which was wrong. So I had back surgery to alleviate the pain in my leg. And then I went to Mayo Clinic, and I was diagnosed with, I'll say it for you, Melissa, polyradiculin neuropathy.
Never heard of it. What is that, Mary? What in the world?
It is... And demyelinating neuropathy. It's where the mylar on your nerves, the nerve coating, is destroyed, and it also causes muscle loss in those areas. So from the knees down and from the elbows down, I lost all my muscle, and I lost, you know, the coating on my nerves, so I had constant pain. And like one day I was working, I was typing because my company was really good and found work I could do while I couldn't travel. And I was typing, and all of a sudden my wrist wouldn't hold itself up. Just some weird, weird physical stuff. And I did some really extensive treatments that didn't work, some IVIG infusions, and then I did prednisone, and I started with 120 milligrams a day. So...
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It is. And I quickly went down to like 60, but then when you get there, you get on a, you know, a decreasing scale and ended up on prednisone for 19 months total. So that wrecked, you know, it wrecks your blood pressure, your sugar.
Your whole metabolism.
Everything. Yeah.
I know. I resemble that remark. Yeah. So, yeah.
But between June of... 2014 and January of 2015, while they were figuring out what was wrong with me, I lost 60 pounds. And at first, I was really excited. I was walking on the beach, and I thought, hey, I've lost that 20 pounds. And then I had lost 30 pounds, and we were going to Hawaii in March of 2015, and I really didn't want to go. My husband wanted to go. So I said, well, we'll let the neurologist at Mayo decide. I just knew she would say, you don't need to go. But
she said,
here we were. She said, you need a break. So I took a break, went to Hawaii. My daughter came home right while we were packing, and she said, what are you going to wear? And I said, well, I've got clothes in the, all kinds of clothes in the closet. And David May thought I could wear them, and I had gone from a size 12 to a size 2.
Wow.
Yeah. It was just, and that kind of was my earth-shattering moment. And I went to regular physical therapy, and I couldn't walk. I did a wheelchair if I was doing very much. My husband was pushing me, and graduated to a walker, which would get away from me. It was a cute little pink relator.
That would have been my color, yes.
Yeah. Thank you. It was a cute little pink rollator. It went to clients, you know, with my
friends. Did it have rhinestones on it?
It did not. It had a little shopping basket.
There you go. There you go, Mary.
And a seat.
My kind of rollator then. Yeah.
And I got to wear, you know, as much as I enjoy shopping and eating out, and here we are in Jacksonville, my husband would say, where do you want to eat? And I'm like, I don't want to get out of the car. I want to go to Wendy's. And one day he said, you know, I'm tired of this. You're going to get out of the car. You need to walk. You need to get up. So we started going, you know, he punished me. He took me to the Cheesecake Factory and places like that. Not like I didn't need some weight on me. And he was bringing me, I was depressed. He was bringing me meals 3 times a day. He would bring me meals to the bed. We had a Tempur-Pedic that I could raise the headboard and I could sit and work and then lower it and go to sleep. And finally one day he said, you know, he said, if you want to eat, you got to at least come to the living room. He said, I'll meet you in the living room, but it's time to get up. So, went from that, did physical therapy, and I felt like I had done everything I could do there. I was walking with my cane, and we had gone to Best Buy, and I was over at Wintersville, and I guess this was in May of 18, and I went in and talked to them, but didn't join. And then in September of 18, I decided, you know, I want to go back to zipline. I want to be able to ride a bicycle again. You know, just a whole flourish of things I wanted to do. I figured it was a major thing if I could step up on a curb. I was so weak, I couldn't open hotel doors, bathroom doors. You know, it's just amazing what we take for granted.
It absolutely is. And I'm tearing up over here. My husband's probably going to have to give me a big hug because, you know,
we're hearing parallels, right?
You know, I had 5 brain surgeries. And I know what you went through, Mary, what you're going through. I understand because one day we were fine and the next day we weren't.
Right.
I understand about myelin sheath. That's what happened to me. My nerve in my head, the trigeminal nerve, the myelin sheath got removed and I had an open nerve there that an artery was swollen. So, you know, I'm feeling everything that you're saying right now. And I'm sure my husband can relate too.
Yeah.
Well, and your husband made you go to the Cheesecake Factory in Hawaii. What a terrible, terrible husband.
It was, I traveled a lot, so it was on my SkyMiles and hotel price. But he made me go,
And I heard SkyMiles or hotel points there. You need to take me to Hawaii, honey.
I agree.
Restaurant after the show.
Okay, well, I guess that was, I guess that's where we'll go then. Not Hawaii.
But they gave me Melissa's card, so after a couple of days, I called her. You know, I did join the gym that day, and I called Melissa, and we started doing appointments. My daughter had done spin before, and she loved it, so I thought spin found a shine, and Melissa introduced me to Marketia, I guess, around October, but, you know, it still was intimidating, so I stuck to the outside of the gym with Melissa, and I did come and work out on my own some, but I started doing spin, I guess, in February of 19. I finished a little over 2 years with spin. I can do spin. I can do everything they do.
That's what Melissa says. She says it is just amazing what Mary can do now. I mean, Melissa has just been bragging to me about you.
Aww.
She has. And she said, you know, she walks you, helps you through this journey. And as a trainer, that's, you know, that's our goal. That's our heart. That is our passion, mine and Melissa's passion. It's been mine for 44 years now. And I know it's been Melissa's. And so, I mean, and my hat's off to you, Melissa, for being the encourager and helping Mary. And Mary, to you for, you know, for doing it. Because it's hard. And mentally, and I could hear, you know, mentally for me, it was hard to get up out of that bed. And Jim encouraged me, and he pushed me. And sometimes we would leave Shan's hospital, and he would want to go eat. And I would think, I can't go into a restaurant and eat. I was thinking, while you were saying that a while ago, I remember thinking, really, you want to go into a restaurant? Let's just drive through and get something, you know. And he would, I would go though, and I would, but it would, you know, I remember not wanting to get up out of that bed. I remember that same feeling, Mary.
Well, and I had to buy new clothes.
Yeah.
You know, I had nothing to wear. Except, well, my daughter did get a belt and shopped for the Hawaii trip. I gave her the credit card, and she ran back and forth. She'd bring stuff home. It was a challenge to get up and try it on, to be, you know, honest. But then, you know, he would got to know the lady at Ann Taylor and the lady at White House Black Market.
Oh,
he was already familiar with the lady at Williams and Sonoma. So, you know, we went to our favorite stores, and they let him go in the dressing room because I couldn't button pants.
Right,
I couldn't zip some up. I wore lots of dresses because they were easy. I could go to the bathroom all by myself if you open the door for me.
I resemble that remark. Loose, something that you can just pull up and go. I understand, yes.
So.
Well, it sounds like you're still going to the gym. You still love Melissa. I see the friendship there that has grown, and what encouraging words would you like to leave with someone that's had something happen to them, like me or you? You know, their life was one way one minute, and the next minute it changed. What encouraging words could you say to some of our listeners out there today?
Just don't give up. You know, you may not get to where you were. I'm not. I don't know that I ever will, because I still have balance issues and things like that. But I'm much better than I am, or much better than I was. And just continue to get stronger every day. You know, today I got over on our little standing sprints and spin, I got over 70 RPMs and maintained it. And usually done was down around 40 or 50, then I just kept going and going and going, and you know, that was so I'm still making progress.
There you go. And that's the name of the game. Don't give up. And you know, you're making progress. Well, what an inspirational story.
Mary, congratulations for coming this far, and I want to encourage you to just keep on keeping on.
Definitely.
Okay, now I got you to see this shirt she's wearing. Mary took boot camp.
Wow.
And she had to have help on a few things, because you know the tire course can be a little challenging, a little tricky.
Just a little tricky, yeah.
Just a little tricky. But she was able to do all the strength stuff with them, and sometimes getting up and down might take her a little longer, but she can do it.
Well, you know, that's me. I just do it at my own pace, Mary, whatever I have to do now. And that's why I want to go back. I couldn't ride a bicycle. I tried to, and right after my surgery, I couldn't keep my balance. My balance is still, like yours, it's just still off a little bit. But praise God, you know, I'm much better than I was, just like yourself. But I wanted to go back to the gym. That's what I told my neurologist. I told him, I said, my neurosurgeon, I said, they wanted to pump me full more medicine and do this. And I said, look, I'm going back home, and I'm going to do what I know to do. I'm going to eat right. I'm going to get some sleep, and I'm going back to the gym. And, you know, he said, well, I hope you'll be alive in 6 months. He said, I'll see you in 6 months if you're alive. And I said, well, you know, okay, I'll see you in 6 months then. But I'm going to do it my way for a while. And I felt better after that, since then, than I did taking all that medication, doing all that stuff that they were telling me to do, trying to, you know, I knew what it was going to take for me to get better from the inside out, and I just went for it, and it sounds like you did too, and I'm so happy. Well, y'all will have to come, both you and Susan will have to come back, and thank you for joining us tonight. So thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Well, Teresa, we've got Teresa Adams in the house. Now, Teresa is no stranger to Fit Talk Radio. Her husband Jim has been with us for a number of different times, but Teresa has got a tremendous transformation story of her own. We'll have Shelly and Melody call in and talk to us. Shelly did post Shelly's picture, I think, on there.
Yeah, she had something come up, and she's not going to make it after all.
Well, I hate that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Teresa, for being with us.
Oh, Teresa, you have just been. I mean, I know your transformation personally. I was there. I've seen you. I know what you've gone through. You and Jim trained with me at Factory Fitness. That was where our relationship began. So just tell us a little bit about your transformation story.
Well, of course, initially mine started in the gym. And I've had several rounds. We've all yo-yo dieted. We've all done this and that. I really got in the right mindset the first time working out with you. And kind of the same way as Susan and Mary thought about it. And, you know, with everything else I could do, I could just afford personal training. So that's what Jim and I did. We did it together. One of the biggest things I found out about this journey, and it is a journey because there's not an end point.
people say, well, do I have to do this forever? Yes, you do.
Right.
If you
it's a lifestyle.
Right. It's a lifestyle change. If you go back to your old unhealthy habits, you're going to get what you got before. We are the sum total and the behaviors of the five people that we spend our most time with. So if you want to live a healthy lifestyle, surround yourself with healthy-minded people. Get your mindset right. Having a healthy lifestyle is, for me, has become more about having that mindset, setting the goals, thinking about what I'm looking for, not what I'm missing out on. The last round that I've, because I've gained the weight back since you and I worked out, and then year before last, I met a lady in Shelly, who's not going to make it, but another friend of mine, Melody, who's we're going to have on the line in a minute. They are personal health coaches, and I got involved with a program that they've been doing for a while, and it is all about making healthy lifestyle habits. And it's about turning those little daily choices into those macro habits that change your life.
Right.
Not even necessarily macros, but making sure you get your water in every day, making sure that you're getting enough sleep. Like you said, you're going to go home, you're going to eat right, you're going to do what you know to do, you're going to sleep, you're going to get your water, and you're going to, you know, get back in the gym.
Right.
That's what this has become all about, and it's about having that community of support behind you to guide and encourage you.
And it sounds like you got involved with some people in a program that really helps you to do this.
It really does. If anybody has...
If you saw Teresa's picture on Facebook, I mean, I put a couple of pictures of you up there because they were so amazing. The bright dress, I love that picture.
Yeah.
And then the other picture with you were sitting down. I remember you at about that time.
Yeah.
I mean, that's when I met you. And, you know, and then there was another one, the blue bathing suit that I didn't put on there. But, I mean, that one was amazing, too. They're all amazing. So we know that you were doing something, and you're doing something right.
The blue bathing suit is my truly before and after. The first picture was taken Mother's Day weekend, 2 days before I started program, and then in September when I reached my goal weight on Labor Day was the second one.
Wow.
So
yours was from May until...
Until September, I lost 45 pounds, and it just took a true lifestyle change. I made attempts to be slightly more active, because with my busy work schedule and with the situation where Jim had just come out of the hospital and was just getting back on his feet.
Right, I remember. You went through a very stressful time with him.
Yeah, so during that time, I didn't have a lot of time to work out or spend a lot of time on that, so I had to make just little effort, walk 5 more minutes a day, make sure I was standing up 10 more minutes a day, things like that. But most of what I did, because we know that you cannot outwork a poor diet,
absolutely,
was all with nutrition. And that's what this program has taught me, is about how to control my nutrition and make those consistent choices.
And I think that's the key, making consistent choices. And, you know, I know that you have a thyroid issue. I have a thyroid issue. But even with the thyroid issue, you know, it can be done.
Right.
It's harder. It's definitely harder with people like us that have hypothyroid.
When you
have Hashimoto's.
Right. And when you do it, and my nurse practitioner will attest to this, when you finally get that weight under control, she told me, she said, I don't know what you've done, but your thyroid has reversed function. It's now working. So, and it's not from the program itself, but it's because of the outcome of the program, from the weight loss and getting the sugars that are inflammatory,
right,
the poor diet habits out of my system.
Right.
Yes. Very good.
Sugar is a killer for me. It's a killer for me. I could put my face in a bag of straps. Most days I could put my whole face. We're waiting on Melody to call us, but you know, this is a lifestyle journey for you. You know, I've seen your battle, you know, over several years now. But you have been able to maintain it on this program. If somebody wants to know more about the program that you were on, tell them how they can call you while we're here.
So my Facebook page is simply my name, Teresa Adams. It's public, so you can look me up. My cell phone number is 229-834-2000.
7494. I take phone calls or texts. I'd be happy to talk about anybody's health journey, health goals, what you're looking for, and then discuss how we can help you out with that.
All right. Well, I think we have Melody on the line. Melody, are you there? Melody, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I am. How are you?
Hey, Melody, how are you? I am great. And we have Teresa Adams here with us.
Hey, girl.
We have had some great transformation stories tonight. Tell us a little bit about you and what has happened with you.
Oh, my goodness. My transformation story, actually, well, let me back up and say this. I have battled with being obese all my life. After I had my daughter, I gained 80 pounds, and then I just really started the vicious cycle of the dieting. Tried many, many different things out there, and I've also battled with depression and anxiety, and I had got really unhealthy before I found this program. I got up to almost 300 pounds, and I was really struggling to live at this point. I had no energy, and I was just really depressed, and self-sabotaging was an everyday thing for me. And I had actually started seeking out even surgery in Mexico, you know.
Oh, wow.
Which I decided against that, thank God. And when I signed up for this program, I was literally like, I was more questioning, was it going to work for me? I'd be the one that failed at it. You know, just that's just where my mindset was. And when I come into it, it wasn't that I need to get healthy. That was never my mindset, because I always lived in, I just need to lose weight. And when I started this program, it literally, just in the very beginning, I knew that it was something different than I had ever done. It gave me accountability, a community. And it really helped me with nutrition, because I had poor nutrition habits, obviously. And then also, it really, really helped me with the education part. That has been a huge blessing for me. I have been able to lose a little over 100 pounds. My husband
wow.
has lost 90.
That's unbelievable. That is unbelievable. The second person tonight on Transformation that has lost over 100 pounds.
Yeah.
Melody, I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to guess that once you got into healthy habits, not only did you get better physically, I bet that helped with the anxiety and depression.
Yes, that was what I was fixing to say. I'm no longer on any medications, and I was on high blood pressure for 27 years.
Wow.
No longer take anything for anxiety or depression. Of course, that was due to the weight loss. Excuse me. And my husband, you know, he was on high cholesterol, high blood pressure. And he also had to take something prescribed for acid reflux, and he's off of everything. It has literally been a major blessing for us, you know, like it has really taught me like some things. And I'll just give you an example, because one of the biggest things, like I said, has been the education for me. But I always lived in the victim mindset of, oh, why is this happening to me? Why I gotta be like this? You know, all the junk.
Right.
The chatter in my head.
Thinking.
Yes, that chatter. Yes. But one of the things that I learned is there's always gonna be events. Events are always gonna happen to us. Just like y'all take Corona, for example. Like, Corona has happened to every one of us.
Right.
Had I not changed my lifestyle, I would literally probably be up to 400 pounds at this point. But what I've learned, it's a little equation. It's E plus R equals O. The events are going to happen, but it's in the R, the response, how I respond to things. I've learned to take control of my life, that I take control of what I put in my body and what I allow in my head. And that gives me the outcome. Whatever I choose for that R is going to give us that outcome.
Absolutely. Listen, I put yours and your husband's picture on Facebook, didn't I, Teresa?
Yeah.
I mean, those were amazing, amazing pictures. I mean, you did this together. We're going to, we don't have just a few seconds left here tonight, Melody, but we're going to have you call back next Thursday is, well, this month is National Nutrition Month. So, you know, we're going to be talking about nutrition. I'm going to be looking on Facebook and Instagram for, I'm going to be interviewing a nutritionist, Sandra Moretz. She won't be able to call in next week, but we're going to be talking more about nutrition and the nutrition side of weight loss and what you went through. But I'm going to ask you to call us back again next Thursday, if you don't mind, Melody, and let us continue this on, because I think what you have to say is so important, and we're going to be talking about nutrition. And I know that, you know, you said you, I liked the little formula there, and I know that you went with the program, and but a lot of times people need that. They need the community. They need the camaraderie. They need that accountability, and that's what I'm hearing from you. That's what I'm hearing from you. Well, we appreciate you calling in tonight. Thank you so much. I'll send the number back to Teresa, and we'll set up again, and we'll finish this up next Thursday night. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Y'all have a great night.
You too, Melody.
Melody, thank you. Well, again, it was just such a great, fast show tonight. My goodness.
I hope the listeners have enjoyed these transformation stories as much as I have.
They really were inspirational, every last one of them. Susan Bradley, I have known Susan from the gym, from Factor X Fitness, and to see her transformation. Teresa, I have known Teresa and Jim Adams for years now, seeing what they've gone through, what Teresa's gone through, what Mary, I just related to Mary a while ago, just related. And Melody and her husband, the pictures, they did this together. I could tell that she went through a lot more than we got into tonight.
And the PTA side of me, listening to Mary's story, was just blown away.
That, yeah, you were blown away by that, weren't you? Because that's right, I forget about that. That's what you do. You're a physical therapy assistant, so you know that would really resonate with you, wouldn't it? So, well, Mike, thanks for being here with us tonight. Hadn't heard much from you tonight, but how are you doing?
All is well. All is well.
All right. Well, it's been a great show, Jim.
And I'll just remind everyone to keep the faith, love your family, and stay fit.
This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Tall Radio.